While Barn is more gap, well, it's been here since the dawn of time. The myths and legends go back just as far between highwaymen, ghosts in the gap, everybody afraid to ever pick up a hitchhiker in Barnesmore Gap, because you've certainly heard about the woman who walks the roads. We've had a fair few sightings here in Biddy's as well. If you ever pop in, I can show you a photo. It's impressive and very eerie. The highwaymen were probably the most, you get the most stories and news clippings from that. And mostly because the gallows was just a couple miles up the road from us here in the gap. You can still go up and see around where it is, sort of in between here and Ballybuffet. And that's where anybody who did anything wrong, from probably stealing a loaf of bread to murdering somebody, was hung. It was covered in thick brush, and people just actually lived in the hills. And funny enough, even though the Callahans owned Biddy's, there was actually a famous Callahan gang. Now, I don't know if they were related to the family that live here, who were highwaymen, and who would rob whoever was coming through the gap. See, the gap is so narrow at the time, and it was such a, like, it was a horse trail, really. You're not thinking of this big road that we have now. So it was really the perfect location. You had people squeezed in between these two giant mountains. Perfect location to drop in on somebody. You know, it could be a carriage, you know, with gold going from Derry to Donegal town. It could be farming equipment. It could be people or whatever. So it was strategically a very smart place for highwaymen to do their job. Barnesmore Gap was really the only way you could get from north to south. So it had a high volume of traffic for the time. And people didn't really have another way to go. I actually read an old newspaper clipping. It was this whole story about how it got its name, Barnesmore Gap. Now, it's all legend and stuff, but it was about a very simple man called Barney, who, I don't know if you read this, but who got hired by a very rich man to take his gold through the gap to Derry. And everybody in town thought that this Barney guy was crazy. He was a simpleton, and he'd never get it through the gap. But he ended up fooling a highwayman in the gap, getting this gold up to Derry and earning his reward. And then thus it was all named after him. Now, that is myth and legend way back, but I do love the story of poor Barney.